Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your host, Randy Adams.
Hello, Corpus Christi. This is Randy Adams of LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. I'm here with Steve Sorensen, one of my best friends, a great mentor to me over the years. We're loving being able to talk to you here in Corpus Christi. We want to teach you how to buy and sell cars properly, correctly, and biblically, so you'll know what to do and save you a bunch of money. Steve, how you doing today?
Randy, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. This is getting to be more fun every week. We deal with different things, and it's just absolutely fun. But I'll tell you what I found this week for you, a new theme, biblical model for you from Proverbs.
Great. I want to hear it.
In 13:10. Proverbs, it says, where there's strife, there's pride. Listen to this. But wisdom is found in those who take advice. How much more could that fit into this program?
That's right. We want to teach you exactly, biblically, how to buy a car. Take the pride out of it, take the greed out of it, and definitely keep out, don't try to keep up with the Joneses, because that's a tough situation. And we want to just thank KKTX 1360 AM right here, because they're letting us on Sunday morning here in Corpus Christi, and we get to talk to you. And I want you to know my best friend over here. Steve Sorensen's been a mentor to me for 20 years. He's a great man. He has a great church, and I'd be in that church if I lived within 50 miles of this town. Steve, tell us about it.
Well, Bridgeway Church is over on Rodfield Road. It's 3202, and I'm even going to give you a phone number for it, 361-906-2201. We're a non-denominational church, and our doors are open to anybody that wants to worship and learn about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a fun place to be.
I believe it. I've been under Steve's teaching for 20 years, and I love what he's done for me and helped me to examine myself and be a better person. But you need to examine yourself, and also examine yourself on how you buy a car. We want you to take pen and paper. We want you to write everything a dealer says to you. Write it all down so you have it on paper. Also, take you a calculator. But we also have a process on LearnToBuyAndSell.com. That's LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. And you can go to that website, and we'll show you the process on how to buy a car and save you a bunch of money. We've had a tremendous response. We have a radio show in San Antonio, and we have blown the phones up, the emails up. We're buying cars. I'll make an offer on your car. I'll tell you what your car is worth. This gives you an opportunity to know exactly where you stand on your vehicle. We've bought some cars out of Corpus due to our San Antonio show, but I know this Corpus show is going to do the same thing, and we have an opportunity to buy the car where you don't have to come to San Antonio. We can buy it here in Corpus, Texas. So take your time. Find out what your credit rating is. Go to KarmaCredit.com and get a free credit rating. Then go to you got Naval Credit Union down here, the Naval Federal Credit Union. They'll loan money. They've got a great interest rate. You've got Security Service. You've got a lot of good lending institutions. Get your loan lined up so you know how much you can spend, what you can afford. There's two kinds of cars, afford and can't afford. Well, you're prepared to buy a car. We're going to talk about any question. You can email the church with your questions. You can email us at LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. We want to teach you exactly, if you have any kind, there's no dumb questions. There's some crazy answers. There's some answers that you don't like. But we're going to try to help you any way that we can. We want to make you the best buyer, be in control, be ready to buy, make your best purchase, save you money. I had a lady in San Antonio that followed our process. She had been trying to buy a car. She said that she remembered what I said. I said, if you're uncomfortable, you don't think things are going right, these boots are made for walking. Get up and walk out of the dealership. Don't let them take advantage of you. Don't let them spin you. Don't let them sell you something you can't afford, because it'll ruin your credit. So get out and walk out. Well, that's what she did. Then she studied our process. She got her credit rating. She got a loan lined up. She searched the internet, and she bought a car saving $4,000. That's what we want to do. We want to save you money every opportunity we have. We're going to answer some questions today. We're going to work on some things that you need to think about before you make a purchase. This is the second worst investment you can make on earth. First one is your soul, but your second worst is a car because it eats money constantly. And it costs you money and it breaks. What man makes breaks. So be prepared to spend money on it. So we want you to save as much money as you can when you make this purchase. You want to make the right decisions on how to buy. So we're going to work with you, and be sure to email the church if you have any questions at all about it. And if you get a chance to thank KKTX 1360 AM here in Corpus Christi, tell them that you like our show and thank these people for letting us on and give us an opportunity to teach you how to do it right.
Randy, let me just get started right off the top. Now, and what you just said was great advice. Let me ask you, do you think it would be wise for me to go down and get a title loan if I'm not sure that I want to sell yet?
Every dealer in San Antonio, I walk into all the big auctions, every dealer comes up to me and says, you're doing a great job telling people how bad title loans are. This happened last week. I bought a car on a title loan, man. He borrowed $5,000. His payments were $900 a month. He made 8 payments. He paid the loan company back $7,200 on a $5,000 loan. And when I paid his car off that I bought, I gave him $1,000 and paid his loan off, and it was $4,760. So that $7,200 went for like $240 of the interest. Don't do the title loans. Everybody will tell you that. All the dealers are just thrilled that I'm telling the truth about it. It's 330% interest. Do not make those loans. You cannot overcome it. And also, wait on your income tax money. It's rapid refunds, 120% interest plus fees. And so wait that 2 or 3 weeks for your income tax check to come in. Take that money and buy a better car.
Randy, let me tell you about a personal experience that I had. I was at a dealership. It was a big dealership. And we were looking for a car that my wife and I had owned one previously, and we were thinking maybe we'd buy a new one. And I went on the car lot, and certainly 3 or 4 guys were racing over to talk to us, and they were coming at a pretty good clip. But when they got there, one of them stepped forward, and we started talking, and I asked him, well, what's the price of this unit? And he asked me questions like, well, how much can you afford to spend? I said, well, that's really none of your business, because I might be able to buy 10 of these. But I said, I really want to know, what's the price of this unit? You know, the guy wouldn't tell me, and I walked away, and I went home. Did I do the right thing, or should I have hung around to see what else he wanted to do?
A friend of mine who has the money to buy a vehicle, and his daughter wanted a new Mitsubishi in San Antonio, and he went to each Mitsubishi store. He didn't follow my instruction to get on the Internet, and they wouldn't give him a price either. They kept telling him, no, what can you afford a month? This is the way we sell these things. The guy said, I want to write you a check for this vehicle. He had to go to Dallas, Texas to buy a new Mitsubishi because the dealers wanted to take advantage of him. If they won't give you a price, walk, because they're trying to spin you. The old saying is a four square. They get to trying to talk to you about your trade-in, about your interest rate. I had a lady the other day. She says, hey, I got 3.5% interest rate on my loan on my car, and I'm about to buy it. I said, well, how much is your payment? She said, $275. I said, how many? She didn't know how many payments it was. I said, well, how do you know it's 3.5% interest? She said, I don't know. I said, what are you paying for the car? She said, I don't know. All they told me is they'd give me $4,500 trade. I said, you need to get the price. You need to get exactly what they're giving for your trade. And let me tell you, your car's not worth $4,500, but I'm going to give $3,000. That's the real money on that car. And I said, you need to know exactly what you're paying for that car. She went back to the dealership. They kept trying to spin her. They finally told her that her payments was 60 months at $275 a car. And that was on an $8,000 car. Plus, she was trading her car in. Overall, she was paying $12,000 for that car. She walked out, and we guided her in the right direction to buy a vehicle. So if somebody doesn't give you a price on a car, they're trying to spin you or do a four square on it, don't go for it. Get cash price. And if you got a trade-in, don't bring your trade-in until the end till you get your best price. That way you'll get it all. And if you need to know what your car is worth, go to our website, do the easy process of describing the car, and we'll make you an offer on the car so you know exactly what your car is worth.
Wow, Randy, that's great advice. But, you know, even on the Internet, I notice that new car dealers don't price their cars on the Internet. What are they doing?
About 40% of them do, and that's the dealers you want to do business with. And you want to make sure that they email you back with the final price with all the fees in it so you know exactly what they're charging you for the vehicle. The dealers that don't have the price, they're going to promise these big ads that they've got going on. Hey, there's a big deal going on in San Antonio right now. We'll give you $4,500 for anything that you want to trade in. The problem is they've got their cars priced up $8,000 more than they should. And that way they can give you $4,500 because I see those dealers selling those cars at the auction for $500 and $1,000. Yes, they give you $4,500 trade-in, but they're adding $8,000 to their car, so they're making plenty of money on you. Don't let them do it. Be smarter than that. Let me educate you about that. Don't get in those traps. Make sure you make the right purchase and the right buy. Be in control of what you do. When you go into a grocery store, you know what you're going to spend. You know what things cost. They got it priced. You know exactly what it's going to cost. Same thing should be in your car buying. You should know what the price is, and you should know what you can afford.
You know, we talk about negotiating the price of the car, Randy, especially in the Internet buyer. How important is it for us to also negotiate any additional fees that nobody's talking about yet? They put the basic price on the car, and you fight that out, and you say, okay, we'll talk about that. But then what do they add to it?
They'll add anything they can. I've had destination charges they put on. They put dealer prep on it. Guys go around, and they'll put a pinstripe on it for $20, $30, and they'll try to charge you $170 for a pinstripe.
Wow.
I told a buddy of mine, tell them to take the pinstripe off. You know, ain't no use in you paying all that profit on that pinstripe. They'll say dealer prep, they'll put some extra wax on it. The wax cost them labor and all $15, but they're going to wax the car anyway. It's just like extended warranty. A lot of people say, well, I bought extended warranty with my new car. Hey, the new car has extended warranty already. Why would you buy extended warranty? Hey, the manufacturer will sell you an extended warranty when your car gets close to out of warranty because they check and they keep on what's going on in your mileage, especially when you take it in for service. Hey, they'll sell you extended warranty cheaper than these new car dealers or the used car dealers will sell you because they add profit in on that extended warranty and you don't even need it. Hey, who keeps the car long enough? I had a guy the other day wrecked a 13 Lexus and it had 10,000 miles and he had a 100,000 mile warranty on it. I said, well, I hope you can get some of that back. I said, I wouldn't have bought a 100,000 mile warranty because you don't know how long you're going to keep it. You don't know if you're going to like the car. You're buying the car. You don't know what your situation comes up.
Maybe you wreck it.
Maybe you wreck it. Maybe you don't like it. Maybe you lose your job and you can't afford it. It's hard to get that money back and they're going to keep majority of it. So make wise choices on that. And you don't need extended warranty. You don't need gap. Situation came up in San Antonio on a man. He came to us and he bought a new car and he went in there and he said, hey, I want to buy this new car. And they charged him full one to sticker before he knew it. And then they charged him a bunch of money for extended warranty and gap. And so he went home and he figured out he made a mistake. So he turned around and he took the car back. And he said, hey, I want my money back. And they said, we're not going to give you money back. It's a Ford dealer. We're not going to give you money back. He said, it's only got 20 miles on. I made a mistake. I don't mind losing $1,000. I just need my money back. And they said, we're not going to give you money back. He said, well, I've talked to a guy on the radio show, and he said I could get my extended warranty back. We're not going to give you extended warranty money back. He said, well, I want my gap money back. We're not going to give you nothing back. Come to find out, he put the pressure on them, and they gave him his money back, but they still won't buy his truck back. He said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll take $2,000 loss. And they wouldn't even talk to him. They said, hey, it's your car. You keep it. We don't want it back. So, I mean, he got in a trap because he didn't follow our process. I want people to be prepared when they buy a car because it's something that you do and you can't get out. The man told me, he said, don't I have 72-hour grace where I can take it back? Once you hearken the door, as the law says, into a new car dealership, it's yours. Now, if you'd never walked in the dealership, they brought you the car, you have 72 hours to back out of the deal. But if you walk into that dealership, you can't back out.
Randy, let's talk for just a minute about some of the things that the average buyer, me, or, you know, all of my friends don't understand anything about. Can you tell us something about, and this is kind of a multi-parted question. How much, let's talk about documentation fees. Are they negotiable? Does Texas regulate that fee? Can it go from $100 to $500? Or what do we do with that kind of problem that I don't get? I mean, I think it's just, okay, that's it.
Well, that's a great question. And you're listening to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars.com with Randy Adams and Steve Sorensen here with Bridgeway Church. We're on 1360 AM KKTX, and I want to thank them again. But that question is a good one because the state does regulate the prices of the documentary fee and the other fees. But they try to, lots of dealers will try to squeeze in something. A lot of dealers charge more money. That fee, you have to turn it into the state what you're going to charge, and you have to charge the same amount to everybody. You can't move it. So if you turn it in, you're going to charge documentary fee, and that's transferring the paperwork. And that was pushed through by the new car dealers. They wanted to find a new avenue of making money. So they went to the legislation. They said, let us be able to charge a documentary fee. There's some dealers that charge up to $250, and I think that's the limit on it. Most dealers charge $125. We charge $85. It varies from the dealer, but I'm going to say the minimum's $85. Yes, there's work, and you've got to have it right, and people want to get paid for their time. But that was just a fee that the New Car Dealers Association took to the state, and they pushed it through, and they made it a law, and they do regulate it a little bit. But there's a lot of dealers that'll try to fudge that deal and charge different figures, and they're really not supposed to. They're supposed to be set in stone with the state. You're supposed to be approved by the state. But, you know, these dealers try to find new ways of making money. It takes $1.5 million to open the dealerships out here. Look out across the street every month. How would you like to overcome $1.5 million every month in debt overhead to keep your doors open? There's some smaller ones that'll do $1 million, but in San Antonio, they're all $1.5 million, $2 million a month to open the doors. So they got to make money somehow. We want them to make a little money. We don't want them to rip you off. I see deals where dealers make $10,000 on a customer. I think that's not right.
Wow. Well, Randy, I think that this is fabulous information, and I really thank you for cranking up this radio program and getting it down here in Corpus Christi where the listeners down here can make decisions and make wise decisions about what they're doing. But I'm still kind of hung up today on this internet thing. And if I'm calling in, now I'm learning from you that if I'm looking on the internet, typically there's an attempt to get me to the lot. It's not something that they want to sell over the phone and then deliver it to you the next day. So I should be asking questions like, golly, are there any add-ons to this price? Are there any aftermarket parts? Did they take the runners off of a truck that had been wrecked or something, but the runners are good, and did they put them on a new one and then charge me for the new ones? What's the story with that?
Well, you just got to get it all in writing, and you've got to get them to email it to you where you have it in your hand. Lots of times when you walk into these dealerships, you want that final figure in your hand matched up with the VIN number of the car, the serial number, so it matches up to what you're buying so you don't make a mistake where they don't try to overcharge you. And email them back and forth. Don't waste your time, your gas, and don't get on their ground. When you get inside that dealership, you're on their territory, and they'll take advantage of you. They've been well-trained. They're trained assassins. They take schools. They read books. They have sales managers meetings. They have managers meetings. They have salesman meetings. They're constantly meeting, trying to figure out how to take advantage to make all the money they can on every car they sell. So this is an opportunity for you to stay away from them, be in your territory, be comfortable.
On the internet.
On the internet, not having to face them, not having to face the sales manager and the closer. Some of these dealerships have guys that all they do is close. And I know some of the best. I deal with some of them, and in these dealerships, when they can't get a person to sign up, they send the closers in, and these closers are great. they'll promise them all kinds of little odds and ends to make sure that they sign up and they don't walk out. So, I mean, be prepared. If you're on that internet, they can't get to you because, you know, they're emailing back and forth, but print it out or keep it on your screen and write it all out. If you can't print it out, write it all out. And so when you go in there, they've got to honor that and just say, well, I've got it on my screen at computer at home and I can go back and verify this because I can email it back to you saying what you'll do, what you said you'll do, what all the figures are, if there's any other charges, what taxes are, because the taxes go to the state. They don't go there. I mean, the state wastes that money, in my opinion. So, but keep it on that internet. Write it down. Make sure everything, you know, I did a deal one time that I had to honor, and it was on a napkin. And you go to the court of law, if you write anything down, it's legal. So do the same thing. You have it in front of these dealerships and make sure that they honor the prices that they give you.
Maybe they would even email you a copy of, or a list, if it's a new car, of the factory things that are on it. And if you see something like a vehicle recovery system or something like that, it was added on later, you've really got some negotiation power there.
Tell them to take it off. There's a Ford dealer in San Antonio area that charges dealer prep $580, and it's zero. I think they wash and vacuum it, and that's about it, dealer prep. And so they price their cars $300 cheaper than everybody else, but they put the $580 dealer prep in there. So a friend of mine was buying a truck from them, and he came to me, and he said, all right, this is what I've done. This is what I said, okay, you've done everything like I told you to do. You've done well, except when you get down there, they're going to throw $580 dealer prep on you. I said, here's a trick. Don't do it. Tell them, hey, that's not part of the deal. That was added on, and that's not worth anything. And tell them either take it off or you're not going to buy the unit and start out the door. And he did, and they stopped him, and they sold him the unit, and they took the $580 off. Make sure that there's something on there that there shouldn't be adding to you. I mean, you look at a bill when you go out to eat at a restaurant, you make sure that somebody doesn't put something else on there that you didn't eat or you didn't get. Same way with these dealerships. They'll put something on there that you're not getting. And then a pinstripe, a $20 pinstripe, actually a roll of tape on that pinstripe. You can do about three cars, cost $6. So, I mean, the guy that's putting the pinstripe on, it takes him 15 minutes. He makes $20, and the dealership makes $150. So make sure you look through there. And I want to thank all your listeners who listen to LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com with Randy Adams and Steve Sorensen here at KKTX 1360 AM. Listen to us every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. We're going to teach you how to buy a car. Hey, we're going to help you if you're getting ready to sell one. If you want to email us some questions, I had a man email me about his Taurus the other day. He said, I got $400 damage on the front end of the Taurus. Should I fix it or sell it like it is? And I said, I got news for you. The car will bring $1,500 more if you spend that $400 more on it, and it'll be easier to sell, and you'll have more people trying to buy it. He thanked me for the information. He got it fixed. He texted me 2 days later, and he said, hey, we sold the car right away after I fixed it. I've been trying to sell it for 3 weeks with a dent on it, and couldn't sell it, fixed the dent, and sold it for what I wanted for it right away. So we'll help you sell your car.
Randy, let's take a little break from the big car questions for a minute and refresh us on how'd you get into this business?
Well, at the age of 14, my dad was in the business. He had a lot for the hell, five or six cars. And we would go to Georgetown where he bought his cars to resell out of New Brunswick, and I'd ride up there with him. And the used car manager got to liking me, and he hated 49 to 51 Fords. And he said, let me sell you this 51 Ford for $25. I said, I don't have $25. He said, well, come back up, get the car. So I rode a bus back up to Georgetown. He said, when you sell it, bring me the $25 back, and I'll give you the title. Well, I went back up there on a bus. Back then, that was in 64, cost about $2 to get to Georgetown. So I drove it back, cleaned it up, sold it for $50. So I had my 25 and 25 profit. So when my dad and I went back up there, I paid him and got my title, and I paid him for another one. And I went back up there on a bus, got that one, brought it back and sold it. And I started buying and selling cars when I was 14, all the way through college, my college professor looked at my grades and see what I was doing. He said, Randy, you need to go full time. So I've been buying, selling cars since 1964. I love it. I'm a blessed man. The good Lord's blessed me with something I love to do. I'm old enough to retire, but I don't want to because I love what I do. And I have my two sons in the business with me. And I love giving something back to the public. I want to teach them the good, the bad, and the ugly about car buying and selling, because it's a great opportunity out there for me to give something back to these people, because you need to know, because you can spend a lot of money, you can ruin your credit, you can have family issues. You know, when you make a bad purchase, your wife's going to bring it up to you every day. And then you got to go out there and get in that car every day, and you got to look at it every day. Then you park it back out there, and she reminds you every day again, we're still paying on that car that you paid too much for. You know, you shouldn't have signed those documents. You shouldn't have signed up for that. You shouldn't have paid that interest rate. You should have known what your credit rating was. You gave your trade-in away. I was talking to my barber the other day. He described his car, and I'd seen the little truck sitting there as a little truck, and he traded it off on something else. And he said, you remember my truck? And I said, yeah, I'd love to have that truck. He said, what would you give for that truck? And I said, $3,500. He said, oh, no, I traded in for $1,200. He said, and that's not the bad part, Randy. He said, I've been listening to your show now. He said, I made a bad purchase on the one I bought. I said, well, I wish you'd asked me before. I'd lined you up and made sure you made the right decision. And I'd love to have your truck at $3,500. I'd have made money at from $3,500. So let's give everybody an opportunity to learn. Steve, I tell you what, and I always like my favorite passage is Timothy 1, verse 3, I mean chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. I want to live my life the best way I can. Look that scripture up. That's 1 Timothy. That's chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. Look it up. That's the way I want to live my life. Maybe you want to look at that scripture and see if that's the way you want to live your life. You want to be a giver or takers. There's two kinds of people in this world. Givers are happy. Takers are never happy. Be a giver. Give, 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 give and love people. And I guarantee you, good Lord will bless you just like he's blessed me.
Well, you know, you're something of a freak of nature, Randy. Putting used car and honest together don't go together most generally in any kind. And you're a great retailer. You're an honest man, and you serve the Lord with all of your heart, and you don't cheat anybody. And I've known you for 20 years. And I want to just say thanks for that, because you put hope in my heart that when we start to buy cars, we start to think about it, we've got somebody we can call, and we know where we're going. Now, let me give you, as we close, an email address to get us. steve@bridgewaychurchcc.org. Randy, close us out.
God bless everybody. We love you. Listen to us next week, and come see Steve. Goodbye, Corpus Christi. We'll see you next week.